Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining me for On the Block, which we do every Thursday around this time, Abby of Northern Roots Massage Therapy. It's right here in Red Hook. And when we talk about On the Block, well, we want to introduce you to some very important people who are, well, in our neighborhood. But Abby is really on the block right here on Broadway in Red Hook. And you've been at Northern Roots Massage Therapy, you just told me, for about 5 years. Where were you before that?
Can't
hear you.
Oh. All good?
Yeah.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. So before opening the business here in Red Hook, I worked a few other places. I worked over in Kingston for a number of years and up in Hudson as well.
So. Oh, you did. Did you have your own practice or were you working with another place?
I was working with other places. I have done some home visits and things like that in the past where I was kind of doing my own thing alongside some of those other, working for some of those other businesses. But yeah, the aim was always to open my own place, which I was able to do here in Red Hook, thankfully. And yeah, it's been great so far.
Well, that's wonderful. What kind of services do you offer as a massage therapy outfit?
Yes. So we are now a team of five people. So mainly we offer individualized therapeutic massage. We have some other modalities mixed in as well. We do have one member of our team is not a massage therapist. She offers, it's called spinal flow technique. So that is a little bit more in the direction of energy work. So we do have that as well, but what we do is massage sessions.
So what kind of ailments or what kind of problems do people come to relieve?
Oh, is a huge wide spectrum, right?
Give me a couple.
Yes. Well, I mean, people come in with aches and pains, with tension and stress. We do also work with people who are dealing with chronic issues and injuries. You know, sometimes I've worked with people post-surgery or during pregnancy or you name it, we try to help.
Well, recently, when it was cold and icy, I took a tumble and both of my legs went in opposite directions and one kind of bent backwards and hyperextended and is now finally coming back to feeling good again. Would massage therapy help relieve that?
It certainly could, yeah. And you know, things like that happen.
Yeah.
And yes, ideally, we would be able to kind of help
like
balance.
If a muscle is stretched the wrong way, could you help oxygenate it or make it feel better by massage?
For sure, yeah. And that is a lot of what massage does. It brings blood flow to the area. A lot of it is also a communication with the nervous system. We're giving feedback to the body and
so when,
the nervous system.
When you have pain, it's your body telling you there's an issue.
Yes.
So, again, then you can relate that problem to Abby, and Abby would say, hey, come on in. Well, what? What will you do?
Yeah, well, when people come in, we are open by appointment only, so people can book appointments through our website. And then on the day of your appointment, you come in, and we have a little waiting area downstairs. When we're ready for you, we have you come in. First-time clients fill out a pretty thorough intake form. So we want to know some about health history, about exercise habits. We want to know what your occupation is. All of those things kind of help inform us as to what your body's been through and what you do on a daily basis.
And how to have solutions for what issues
for
may
sure.
arise.
For sure.
Now, when it comes to massage therapy, how does that affect the body and help it? Now, we just mentioned oxygenating blood cells, but how does that help like a pulled muscle?
So it's going to, you know, we often don't work just on that one muscle. A lot of times when injury happens, there's a lot of other muscles that kind of come in to grip and protect. So our muscles' primary like reason for being there is to move us, right? To propel our bones and to move us through space as we live this life. But our muscles do a lot of protection as well. So you could think of the abdominal wall protecting our organs. So in that way too, when we have injury, other muscles will kind of kick into gear and help take some of the load off of that injured area. And when there's maybe a joint injury, we get swelling, we get tightness, and that's all protective measures that our body miraculously does for us so that we don't injure it further. So sometimes when a muscle is really tight, say it's in the back and it's protecting a vulnerable disc, that tightness is there for a reason, right? And it can be good to let that be the case and let your body heal on its own time. But what often happens is that the musculature stays tight and that stress response stays kind of stuck in the system. So by manipulating the muscle tissue and the fascia and the skin and getting blood flow in there and waking the nervous system up to this problem area, it can help to facilitate the body's response to that area and help relieve tension that doesn't need to stay there any longer.
So does massage therapy then awaken that area? Like you mentioned, then
yes. And
then brings help.
It does. And it's often very soothing. You know, so there's a lot of ways that massage therapy can help, especially if it's an injury that we're talking about. There's all kinds of other ways that massage can be beneficial as well. We mentioned the nervous system, and you know, chronic stress is an epidemic in this world and how we live. So a really major benefit to massage therapy is helping to switch the body out of that sympathetic nervous system response that keeps you in that stress mode.
Does stress then lead to tight muscles and tension and, well, I guess that's what it is, isn't it?
It often does. It often does. And we have this amazing capacity in our bodies to carry on. But what happens is over time, that accumulation of stress can really, you know, get to be a nagging discomfort. So kind of being able to release some of that stress through the relaxation that is often obtained through massage can be really beneficial to the whole system.
Now, in your practice, what's the lighting like?
It's quite mellow. Thankfully, we do have some natural light. Nice. We have open windows. We keep it dim. We have mellow music. We try to
what
keep it warm.
What kind of music?
I often find a playlist and let it go because I'm not there to sort of control it.
Yeah, to DJ it.
But I like to play just really mellow instrumental.
Like new agey kind of stuff?
Kind of, really.
Soothing.
Soothing. I try to avoid too many vocals. I've been listening to some really mellow steel drum music recently, which is lovely.
That's nice. Put you in a good mood.
Yeah, right.
It's hard to be mad with a steel drum playing. It's such a peaceful, warm sounding instrument.
It is.
Well, we are talking with Abby from Northern Roots Massage Therapy in Red Hook. And what is the website, Abby?
It is all one word, northernrootsmassagetherapy.com.
Okay. And folks, check out the website and book yourself an appointment today. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back with Abby of Northern Roots Massage Therapy here in Red Hook. Stay with us, 98.1 KZE. This is On the Block.
S is for service.
KZE.
The Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us live in the studio for On the Block is Abby of Northern Roots Massage Therapy in Red Hook. She is really on the block, literally a few buildings down the road from us here at 98.1 KZE. Abby, how long did it take you to get to this place in massage therapy and in your practice where you've been doing it on your own for a little over 5 years here in Red Hook? Did it take a lot of work? Did it take a lot of perseverance? Did you ever want to quit?
Yeah, it takes a lot. I was originally licensed when we were living in Massachusetts. And massage therapy is licensed state by state. So I wasn't working there for very long before we decided to move back here to New York. This is where my husband's from. We had been moving around a lot for a while and decided to move here. And so that was about 11 and a half years ago. And so because I wasn't licensed for very long in Massachusetts, when I came here to New York to get licensure, New York requires a higher number of education hours. So I ended up having to go back to school. So it, I did that up in Albany, and it was a part-time evening program. It took me about another year and a half to get through that extra education to be licensed
here. So besides time, it's a lot of money as well. You're investing in your future by doing this. And, well, I guess that's what it takes to get your own place here in Red Hook. And has it been gratifying? Has it been rewarding?
It certainly has, yeah. And the other work that I did before opening my own business was really gratifying as well. I've worked with a lot of people over these years, and it is a really rewarding career in that most people are happy and relieved to come in for an appointment, and ideally they're even happier on the way out. So that's really a beautiful thing when we can support individuals and whatever it is that they're going through.
And, well, you are a master of change. You bring well-being to people. That's cool.
It is, We aim to do that, and we also, you know, we aim to also support in other ways. We like to offer some stretching or, you know, promote other types of healing things. We don't necessarily just talk about what's hurting in that moment, but we want to know sort of like what else might be going on. You know, the clients that we thankfully have a lot of really local people that keep coming back, and those become relationships. We end up getting to know each other, and there's a level of trust and comfort that becomes inevitable. So when they come back again, we remember what they have had going on. So it's kind of, we pick up where we left off each time.
When it comes to new clientele, is it coming to you from word of mouth? Basically, do you advertise a bunch?
A lot of it is word of mouth. We've thankfully, our clients have been really happy, so they're sharing it with their friends and family. I think being right here on Route 9 in Red Hook is helpful. We have some visibility there. We have a lot of people that walk by. I've been dabbling with
the I saw your sign.
Yes. Okay, I have gotten that. Yeah. So I'm dabbling with, you know, with advertising. I actually was here yesterday to talk to some of your team members here about potentially advertising on the radio.
Nice.
But yeah, we've done some other attempts at advertising, being part of the Chamber of Commerce here in Red Hook. They have a new publication coming out that we have an ad in.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, that part of it is a work in progress.
Well, word of mouth, visibility, and people can recognize your name. Definitely. You know, when they see it and hear it and it's in front of them, they know who to call, which is good. So, you know, if people need some massage therapy anywhere in the area that you're listening to my voice, Red Hook is not far from anywhere. So the website again, Abby?
It's northernrootsmassagetherapy.com.
Cool. And now, Abby, when you're not doing massage therapy or taking care of your children or husband, what do you like to do? What are like some of your favorite things on earth to do?
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, we spend a lot of time outside, as much as possible, really.
Cool.
So we have gardens and a big backyard.
What do you grow? Flowers, vegetables, fruits? What is it?
Weeds, mostly.
Weeds, okay.
No, but we do have a vegetable garden. We have a lot of flowers as well. We have, you know, lots of shrubs and trees in our property, too. So
that is the best part of gardening, is the weeds.
Yeah. Well,
it's, so what are you doing? I'm gardening. What does that mean? I'm pulling out weeds.
Yes.
Well, there's many wonderful things to do outside. Do you hike, bike, or recreate?
Yeah, you know, we don't hike as much as I'd like to, but we do when we can. Yes, I've actually been running more in the last year as
That's
well.
Cool.
So we get out and do that. Anything outside. We ski a little bit in the winter, not as much as I'd like, but all seasons. We really try to get out and about as much as possible.
Yeah, I'm more of a build a fire and sledding winter sport person than a skier or a snowboarder.
That's great too. That's great too.
Yeah. What is coming up in your future in the next year or so, that anything important that you want to talk about, any special classes that you give at Northern Roots Massage Therapy?
We don't do any classes yet, but it is honestly something that we've been talking about, potentially doing some workshop types of things. But I will say that I've brought on a couple of additional massage therapists real recently. It's been mostly me there. I've had some other massage therapists come and go. Charlotte has been with me for a couple of years. She's there on Thursday afternoons. But these newer people that I'm bringing on is really to provide more availability. I can only do so much myself. And I know that I've been missing people with the hours that I'm available.
What are the hours of operation?
It's by appointment. So we each have different availability. With adding these new people, we're able to expand that a little
bit. That's great. So you can, a client can come before work or after work, depending on their schedule, and work it out with yours. So it doesn't have to be like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right. So a lot of my massage therapy hours are during the day, just because I'm mom in the afternoon and evenings. So bringing on these other people is, they have some afternoon and evening hours, and in time, I'm looking to really fill more spots. Even we have two treatment rooms in the space that we rent, so more can be happening in there. And I'm it's been a work in progress to kind of develop that.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here, that you're part of our community, that you're literally on the block. And well, it's a great way to get to know the people who love our community. And thanks for being here and offering your services to people who, well, pain sucks. And any way we can learn how to manage it or alleviate the pain, even if it's just for a little while, and feel good and relaxed, and are the tables all comfy?
They are, yeah. And it's been a chilly spring, so we keep the table warmers on.
Nice.
It is. We try to make it comfortable, as comfortable as possible.
Does your face go in a hole?
It does. Yeah, that's not always the most comfortable, but we do have you turn over and face up as well. That can be a little uncomfortable sometimes for some people, but we do our best to keep it easy.
Well, it's kind of a weird experience, too, because your face is just stuck in this thing, and then the rest of your body is being worked on, and you're just stuck in a hole. That's what I've experienced. Everything else is wonderful, but, just being kind of trapped there.
Yeah, and it can feel that way. I like to make sure I say in the beginning of every session that, like, if anything comes up comfort-wise, to let us know, because you can turn over before we initiate it if it's really starting to get uncomfortable. We don't want you to be laying there in discomfort.
Well, thank you for being here, Abby. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed the informative chat we had. And thanks a lot for doing what you do.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, and it's nice to share.
Yeah, everybody should check out Northern Roots Massage Therapy in Red Hook. They're on Broadway. And you can get further information on the website. And, well, all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. And let's see what we got coming up here. If I can get this right. I'm going to take us into a couple of commercials, and then we'll come out and we'll play some music. Thank you for being part of the Up and Running Morning Show here on 98.1 KZE.